Hi. Thanks for dropping in on this meditation. Yesterday, I commented to a friend that we were not close to the finish line, but that we were more likely halfway of a marathon. What I know about running 26 miles, having done many of them, is that mile 13 is a time to reassess. It's a time to think about the next 13, not in thinking forward toward the finish line, but am I recommitted? Am I ready to continue this journey? And we're on this journey together. And my observation is that many of us are ready for it to be over. Many of us are ready to, quote, go back to normal, quote. And what I also know is that's a time when we can get careless. Careless with our emotions, careless with our recovery programs, careless with our relationships, and careless with what we really value and believe. We're looking for things, I'm looking for things that would distract me. I'm looking for things that would create diversion from simply being here. You know, enough already of all this good and mindful thinking. And that said, there are some important practices that we should keep in mind at this turning point. One is to stay the course, steady as she goes. It's not time yet. The elders know that. The elders and tribes of times gone by understood when it was time to go to battle, when it was time to retreat, and when it was time to try a new strategy. And most of all, when it was time to stay the course. So my invitation today is for us to be intentional in finding a centering in our minds that suggests steady as she goes. And let's begin this meditation with that thought, steady as she goes. Taking a few deep breaths, shaking our bodies if we need to, settling down, moving into a comfortable position, doing what we need to do. Continuing to breathe, continuing to let go, continuing to begin the process of preparing. And breathing deeply is all we need to do. Settling in, whether we're seated or lying down, whether we're leaning back, it's all good. Breathing deeply. Sigh it out. One more breath. Bring your hands to heart center and begin the thinking of steady as she goes. Let your mind wander to what holding the course would look like. Let your mind consider and be curious to what the phrase steady as she goes means to you. Holding the course you've set out for yourself weeks ago. Holding the intentions that you've set out for yourself. Steady as she goes. Keep aware of your breath and think about being out in the vast ocean, standing at the bow of a ship as it's sailing briskly downwind, sails full. The course has been set, and we're observing the plan we laid out take place. Steady as she goes. Out there, looking out to sea, there are no distractions, no places to be curious about except the vast ocean. And so many times as we find ourselves looking out on water, our thoughts and our minds shift inward. Let that happen. Give yourself permission as you gaze upon the virtual water that your mind allows. Let that happen. Let that happen. What would it look like if you simply held the course? Held the course with no sense of a timeline or an end. What if we suspended an outcome and just held the course? Steady as she goes. There's a lot to consider as we're looking inward. A lot of opportunity to visit those comfortable places in the corners of our mind. And also to visit those places that aren't so comfortable, giving yourself permission to do that. And we can do both. We can hold two tensions. We can hold the tension of boredom, the intention of serenity. We can hold the tension of not being enough aside the tension of having everything we need. And which house we visit, which course we go towards, typically is the ending in that direction. Invite yourself to go steadily toward those things that work for us. Letting go, turning away from, steering away from those things that are not meant for us. Think about those things you would like to let go. And perhaps for a moment you leave them in the ocean, toss them overboard, let go of them if they no longer serve you. Negativity, doubt, fear, anxiety about this all being over, let it go. Toss it overboard. And keep heading on a steady course towards those things that matter for you. toss your cravings overboard. Toss negative relationships overboard. Steady as she goes. Steady as she goes. Notice how much lighter the ship feels. Notice how much more buoyant your heart is. Notice how present you've become. Steady. Steady. When we're steering a course, laying out an intention and working the plan, there's no room for extremes. We're steady, working down the middle. As an old sage once taught me, somewhere in between two extremes is usually just about right. So I'm reminded that I don't need to be in a hurry. I'm here, and I can't be anywhere else but here. Here with my heart and soul, here with my mind, here on course with the gifts that I have. Pay attention to those gifts. Notice them. Notice those gifts. Heading on course. Steady as she goes. Take a moment. Standing on your bow of your ship. And notice. Facing inward, deep within, coming back, come back to your meditation place, to the present, right here, right now. Come back. And notice the course you've set for yourself. Can you find appreciation in that course? Does it need a little tweaking? Does it need minor course corrections? And so today, give yourself permission to evaluate the course you're on. What do we need to change? What do we need to appreciate and embrace? And being mindful of our ability to let go of those things that no longer serve us. And focus on those things that matter. Our children, our families, our relationships, our presence, the gifts of a healthy heart and mind and body. Steady, as she goes. One more breath, one more deep breath, and sighing it out. Hands to heart center. Being mindful of how you now feel. And embrace this feeling throughout the rest of your day. Steady on. With love and blessings, till we meet again.